Okay, your first lesson in soil health now.
Mike Worling loves soil. Not dirt, he'd be quick to correct you. He's been a farmer in Decatur, Indiana, his whole life. Out in the field, he digs up a clump of soil, then brings some up to my face.
You have to give that a whiff.
It smelled earthy. Mike says that's a sign of lots of healthy bacteria. Then we spot a little movement.
Earthworms are my friend.
That's because their digestion process adds the best nutrients he can get to his soil.
So the more of them critters I can get, the better it is. See there, and there, and there, and there. Them are all earthworm castings.
Worling is also concerned about erosion control. Erosion can dump sediment and nutrients that are harmful to waterways and washes away the best soil farmers have. Worling uses lots of methods to control it. No-till farming, cover crops that keep live roots in the ground, even innovative drainage systems. Why?
I want to do it. I want to improve my soil. When I keep the nutrients on my land, I have to put fly less next year.
He does it because he wants to. Definitely not because he has to. There's basically no regulation on how much can run off of his fields, but there are resources and funding available to help him be proactive. He gets some of the costs covered by state and federal organizations.
And there still is some unknowns, but we have made progress on the research side, so now we know a few steps that we have to take.
That's Carrie Vollmer Sanders of the Nature Conservancy. Immediately after the Lake Erie outbreak, there was a lot of blame cast from all sides. Sanders says the process was hard, but stakeholders from all sectors came together and built enough trust to start 4R, part awareness program, part certification for the best fertilizer practices.
So the 4Rs are the right rate of fertilizer at the right time, putting it in the right place using the right source.
The fairly new program is gaining more traction than Vollmer Sanders had expected. She says it could drastically reduce phosphorus that results in algae blooms, but...
There has been a lot of resistance.
She comes to the table knowing that lots of folks just see her as some hippie, a greenie, as she says. But then she explains she grew up on a farm.
And I am here to make sure that Lake Erie is clean and that agriculture stays in the basin. Then the conversation, generally speaking, switches gears.
Vollmer Sanders is not in favor of mandates or more strict regulation on nutrients, which she says could take many forms and cost too much. But voluntary programs only work if people participate. So, is the 4Rs enough to rectify our problems?
I would say no.
Kim Ferraro with the Hoosier Environmental Council says voluntary practices are definitely not enough because the problem is so severe.
Ultimately, to get everybody doing the right thing, which is what has to happen, it is going to have to be a policy change that makes it mandatory or incentivizes it so that it makes money to do the right thing.
She says regulation is always met with resistance, like before the Clean Water Act was passed in the 70s.
You know, the same arguments were made by industry back then that, you know, their economies would collapse and it was going to be too costly and, you know, the United States would be put at a disadvantage.
But it did pass, and the country has made environmental improvements since then. Now, Ferraro says runoff from agriculture is the next big hurdle.
There's no reason why that industry can't be responsible like all other industries.
But she doesn't expect change anytime soon.
There are very powerful lobbying interests, industry interests, that push back very successfully on any sort of meaningful regulation.
Back at the farm, Mike Worling says he wants to see more voluntary measures to prevent mandates. But how do you get other farmers on board?
Number one, you know, I tell them we're going to have to sometime. We have to do it. It's on us to help improve it.
But it can't just be about good stewardship. There's no immediate payback for improving practices. Worling says agriculture is an old industry, one that can be stuck in its ways.
Well, you tell me how you change perception and practices, you know, that they've been doing all these years. It's hard to change. You know, we don't want to change, so.
Mike says while there has been great progress, changing attitudes is always a slow process. Of course, that's if regulation doesn't step in first. For WBOY News, I'm Virginia Elvino.